welcome to the Inner Loop Radio. I'm Abby Newhouse, and I'm just checking in with Darcy Gagnon, who is a George Mason MFA graduate and the nonfiction features editor for The Rumpus. Let's see what he's up to.
Hello?
Hi, Darcy. How's it going?
Hi, Abby. I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. How's your writing going?
It's going about the same pace as previous years, which is I try to do it when I can, but real life calls, and I'm still in a position where I am supporting the professional development of my partner. So I take time to force myself to write, but mostly I am editing things from when I wrote and I had time to write.
Okay, so you're editing your own work. I also know that you work for The Rumpus. So are That's you right. editing other people's work as well?
Yes, almost every weekend. It's very rewarding. It's a great chance to use those creative juices, even if it's not towards my own work. It's like a little puzzle that you get to crack every now and then. And it's very rewarding. Great way to continue to hone those skills, even if you're not sitting down and, with a dock in front of you yourself, an empty dock.
Yeah. Do you feel like the same satisfaction, I guess, from doing other people's work versus your own in your free time? Because your free time seems pretty limited.
Yeah, I mean, and the funny thing is I don't feel like it's all that different, because even when I'm looking at my own work, especially if it's from a bit ago, I'm in my mid-30s, so I'm at an age now where when I look back at drafts of things that I wrote from 5 to 10 years ago, it's not cringy to me, even if it's not necessarily a voice that I would have if I'm writing things now or in a style that I think I would have now. We write, writers evolve, our voices are evolved, our processes evolve. So even if I'm looking at old stuff, I don't hate it, but it is sometimes kind of fun trying to honor kind of person I was then and the voice that I had then. And so it sort of feels like editing someone else's work in a good way. And I think that's a fun way to approach your work too, rather than looking at something and saying, this doesn't sound like me, and then doing it over again and doing that every 5 years. I'm not interested in that. I like my work from the past, even if it's not how I would do it today. And I treat editing myself like I treat editing other people I respect.
Wow. I've actually never thought of it like that before. I look at my old work and I'm like, wow, the hell was she doing? But you, yeah, that's really cool. Honoring the voice of your younger self. Whoa.
Well, I think if you spend enough time away from your writing too, I think we all have an impulse to be like, oh my God, I'm like dreading opening that doc that I haven't looked at in over a year because it's going to be a nightmare. But then I get into it and it's like, oh, this isn't a nightmare at all. This is quite good. I just forgot all the things and all the work I put into this. And so being reminded of those is, I think it helps to give ourselves reassurance that even our younger versions of ourselves, we're really trying hard, and they had more time than we do today. So,
yeah, no, they're definitely onto something. I went back to a few recently, similarly, and I was like, there was a couple that I was like, well, yeah, this will go probably straight to the garbage. But, then there was a few that I was like, you know what? I actually can work with this. And thank you, mm-hmm. younger Ab, for carving out some random time and making that happen.
Exactly.
No, I love that. That's such a good take. What are you reading right now?
Right now I'm reading, I just finished Sex with a Brain Injury by Annie Leontes. And I'm also reading House of Spirits by Isabel Allende. And I'm also reading Captive Audience by Lucas Mann.
Wow.
The three books I have floating around right now.
Yeah, why three at a time?
I'm in various book clubs, so that has one thing to do with it. To get specific, I'm reading Lucas's book, Captive Audience. That's my beach book, because I've already gotten a little filthy. So I live in a beach town. So when I go to the beach, I can pull that out and not be worried about getting sand all over it. Mm-hmm. But because it's been winter, I haven't picked it up in a little bit. Sex with a Brain Injury, I just read because Annie was in town doing a reading. So that was very cool. And Isabel Allende, I'm also reading for another book club.
Wow. Do you find it difficult to move between stories, or is it just like, man, it's like different TV shows kind of?
No, because I'm very type A and I'm very like strategic about like how I plan things out, you know? Like I actually said, I just finished Annie's book, but I didn't. I have one page left because I knew I had a good 2 weeks where I didn't have a lot of plans. There weren't any good video games or movies coming out. And I was just like, I can buckle down and just like, I'm just going to get this out of the way because, you know, Allende is like an 800 page writer. I pushed it all out, but I forgot to read the last two chapters because I wanted to save it for when Annie was here. But I haven't. And I just realized that last night that I need to finish and those last two chapters and the acknowledgements. But no, I'm very good at structuring when I do my reading and planning around big events and when I have time off and when I know I'm not going to have a lot of time off. And yeah.
Wow. So Darcy and I went to grad school together. And I'm wondering, for me at least, after grad school, and still kind of lingers to this day, reading often just gets me into like the mode of like student, where I'm just like analyzing every single thing. And I find it really hard to just settle in and let the story take me away. You know, sometimes it works, sometimes not really. Do you still face that ever?
Yeah, I think specifically with nonfiction, because that's what we went to school for. So I'm studying craft. With fiction, it's a little bit nicer. And because of the various book clubs that, you know, occupy, you know, my months, I probably end up reading a bit more fiction, which I don't have to pay as much attention to what decisions are being made and why. I can kind of just like enjoy it for being a nice story. Or not, but with nonfiction, definitely. I'm constantly asking, well, how would I do this differently? What would I do differently? And sometimes I think it's really fun these days because we're getting so much more hybrid or genreless stuff, and so you can kind of get the pleasures of both of those. And I think Justin Torres's book that he just won the National Book Award for, Blackouts, is really interesting for that, because at one time, in one aspect, it is fiction, quote unquote. But there's also those auto fiction and autobiographical elements, and there's heavy research in it. So I get to kind of wonder at the process while also enjoying a good story. I think Ocean Vuong is also very good at this. These authors who are marrying nonfiction and storytelling in a way that you can kind of get the pleasures of both things without having to be so heavily focused on the craft and the why and the research. And, you know, it's more about the storytelling of the research, which I like.
Yeah, I love that. And it's, I don't know, nonfiction, I love like deep essays and such, but sometimes mm-hmm. you just kind of want like the wild story, like Cheryl Strayed, like you just want a straight up narrative that kind of feels like fiction, but it's not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you just kind of crave those like easier reads. And mm-hmm. yeah, I could see how hybrid could kind of get you in that more relaxed mindset while reading. So what has been preoccupying you lately? Anything, any like non-book related topics, political, any TV shows, drama going on?
I have been binging this British detective series called Vera that my friend turned me on to. It's just a detective procedural, and I don't know why, but I'm like I hate copaganda, but if you stick a detective show into me that's episodic and procedural, and especially if the protagonist is an older crotchety lady from Northern England, then like, okay, I'm there. I will binge watch this five episodes in a row. You know, I don't have to suspend my disbelief or anything like that. I can just be in there and, you know, solve. I'm not a big true crime person, but a detective procedural, love it. Just eat it up. I can just totally like flick off for that, you know?
Wow. Yeah. Easy. Is it like a Sherlock where every episode's kind of different, or is it like, you're okay. Okay. No cliffhangers. Mm-hmm. Okay.
No. There's a murder and it gets solved by the end of the episode.
Wow. Do you love that? A little tidy, tied up in a bow? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I do.
What does that fulfill for you deep down?
Oh man, maybe order or something. Just like just tight. I mean, there's I don't know. It's probably the same reason why people like romance novels and things like that. There's kind of a certain set of expectations that you know are going to be met, and it's like just how the pieces, how you play it, they play around with the pieces, you know, in between those things, you know, like, you know, there's going to be a meet cute. And similarly in a detective show, you know, the first person they suspect is not going to be it, you know?
Yeah.
And so it's just, it's like, well, we have a suspect, we're 15 minutes into a 90 minute episode. Like, I have a feeling it's going to get more complicated, you know? So there's some pleasure around that. And it's, you know, I think you can equate that to like many things in art. I think rock and roll is a lot like that, you know, like, you know, you're going to get a bridge around, you know, a minute 90 or so.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, it's just like being able to give away the expectations, but always being clever about how those pieces, you know, come together.
Yeah. Are you ever surprised?
I think so. Yeah. Okay. I would say so.
I like that.
Yeah. I think I could be a good 60-year-old woman from Newcastle, and, you know, be perpetually upset and frumpy and solve some murders. I think that could be my calling if this writing thing doesn't work out.
That's actually how I already view you. So that works out perfectly. I think you're on the right track.
What a compliment.
Thank you, Darcy, for joining me. It's been great catching up. And I hope you have a great week writing.
Thanks for the call.
Thanks for tuning in. The Inner Loop Radio will be back next week with more literary fun. Remember to subscribe so you can get inspired, get focused, and get lit on The Inner Loop Radio.